spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, The New Synagogue of Chelm, was adapted by Helen Kandel Hyman and features Joe DeSantis as the Chelmite.
Once upon a time in Poland, there was a cheerful village full of wise men. Imagine that, a village in which everyone was wise. It was called Chelm, and it was a place where learned questions were always discussed and sometimes even answered. Questions which might puzzle lesser men never troubled a Chelmite. For instance, if anyone asked, why is the sea salty? A Chelmite would never hesitate.
Why is the sea salty? It's obvious. Because of the herring. The herring is salty, and that makes the water salty.
You see, in a flash, a Chelmite could give an answer. Or if anyone wondered, why are summer days long and winter days short, he'd never need to wander long, not with a Chelmite around.
Simple. In the summer, the days expand because of the heat. And in the winter, they contract because of the cold.
Amazing. And it wasn't just one Chelmite, the whole town was like that. Now, you may hear people insist sometimes that the people of Chelm were not wise at all, but very foolish. And that the reason they were so cheerful was that they had no brains at all. Well, as you can see, there are two opinions about the village of Chelm, so the best thing to do is listen to today's story. And then you can decide for yourselves which one is right. This story began many years ago on a stormy Sabbath morning. The village was gathered together in the little synagogue, and the rabbi was reading the service. All of a sudden, just before the end of the service, there was a great thunderclap and a flash of lightning, and then...
The lightning's hit us! The synagogue is falling! Run! Run quickly, all of you!
Congregation and the rabbi rushed outside to safety, and in a few minutes the synagogue was lying in ruins around them. The next day, when the storm had passed, everyone came to see what was left. The whole town was there. The wise men, the wiser men, even the wisest men of Chelm.
What are we going to do now? It's gone. Our synagogue is gone.
It's nothing but stones and ashes. What can we do?
A town cannot live without a synagogue. Can it, Kimple?
Of course not, Nathan. Without a synagogue, there can be no prayers.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Without prayers, God will never find us. Without God, what will
Nonsense, my husband. A terrible thing has happened, it's true, but it's not the worst.
Not the worst, Sarah?
No.
What can be worse than facing a life without prayer? Without God.
Do we face such a life? If a man wants to pray, let him pray. Let our house be a house of worship, Gimple, or yours, Nathan.
Oh, Sarah.
Gimple. She's a good woman, your wife. She means well. It's just that she's a foreigner. Hmm. She can't be expected to have the wisdom which...
Wisdom, oh yes, I always forget that's what you call it. All I know is that when I was a girl in Warsaw...
In Warsaw, Sarah. In Warsaw, many things happen. But they can be excused. Warsaw is far from hell.
Oh, yes.
All right, Gimple, if you won't listen to me, your wife, then listen to the rabbi. He's coming now.
Oh, rabbi.
Rabbi! Rabbi, tell them, will you please?
Tell them what, Sarah?
You must excuse my good wife, Rabbi. She is distraught. This tragedy is too much for her. She's not like the rest of us here in hell. In her foolishness, she thinks it's possible for a man to pray without a synagogue.
She is from Warsaw, you must remember, Rabbi.
Yeah, but, Gimple, Nathan, surely you don't think that...
Rabbi,
well, don't look so alarmed, all of you. Sarah is right. God will hear our prayers wherever we say them. We'll celebrate our Sabbath...
Impossible, Rabbi, impossible.
Everyone knows that the Sabbath must be welcomed in the synagogue. It's as clear as day. No synagogue, no Sabbath.
No Sabbath.
You're a young man, Rabbi. This was your first synagogue.
Perhaps in Krakow, where you come from, Rabbi, it would have been acceptable. But here in hell...
Very well, then, Gimple. If I am wrong, what shall we do? You are the wisest man in all wise Helm. Surely you have an idea.
Of course, Rabbi. Of course I have an idea.
Oh, wonderful.
I have many ideas.
Yes.
Why, yes.
But not one to solve this problem at the moment.
Oh.
I have one. An idea, I mean.
Hush, everyone. Beryl, the son of Gimple the Wise, has an idea.
Now, Beryl.
Well... If our synagogue is ruined, and if we can't have prayers without a synagogue, and if we can't have a Sabbath without prayers...
Then what? What should we do?
Build a new synagogue.
Yeah! Of course! Of course! Why did no one else think of that?
I was just coming to that idea myself. Of course. We will build a beautiful new synagogue.
The most beautiful in all Poland.
The most beautiful in all the world.
And where do we find the money for it?
Why, that's simple, my dear. We'll just...
Yes?
We'll
go to the rich men in Warsaw and ask them for gold.
Exactly, my son. That's just what I was going to say. We'll leave for Warsaw tomorrow morning, Beryl and I. And soon after we return, Rabbi, you'll be able to say prayers again. In the most... beautiful synagogue in the world.
Father, look. One bag is almost full of gold already.
After only one day in Warsaw. Do you notice, my son, how quickly the people respond when I speak to them? All I need do is say a few words. And the gold showers upon them.
And the people part with their money so cheerfully. And with such good humor. They laugh as they do it.
It's touching, isn't it? It's because they're foolish and simple. Like children. And children love to laugh.
Of course. Now I know. They're just like Mother.
Here, take another piece.
Oh, sir, you're most generous. Too generous.
No, it's worth it. It's worth it just to hear you talk. A man from hell. At last I've met one.
You see, Beryl, we bring light into their poor lives.
$294, $295, $296, $297, $298, $299,
I know.
I know. 300 comes in. 300. 300, Father. Oh. We have it. We have all the gold we need.
My son, we've done it. Right here in our hands, we're holding the new synagogue of hell. Come, we'll pass the night in that inn just outside town, and then in the morning, we'll start home in triumph.
In all my years as innkeeper, I've never seen a man carry so much gold. Are you good people not afraid?
Afraid? Afraid of what?
Of robbers, of course.
Oh, no.
Perhaps the robbers should be afraid of us. We carry powerful weapons. Wit and wisdom.
Of course.
We're men of Helm, you know.
Yes, yes.
Oh, we know. Indeed, we know. Tell me, boy, have you ever seen a robber?
No.
Yes, large, ugly fellows with hard eyes and cruel mouths.
Oh.
See the scar across my face, sir?
Yes.
Know how I come by it?
No.
From brigands. They set upon me one dark night in the forest. Slashed me to ribbons.
Ooh.
And this limp of mine. 15 cutthroats broke into this very inn many years ago. Broke every bone in my body, they did.
Oh, Beryl, I think you must...
And took my gold. Every penny of it.
Oh.
Who knows? Perhaps they'll break in again. Tonight.
Father, don't you
perhaps
think...
Perhaps not 15 this time. Perhaps 20 or 30.
Yes.
And you with all that gold.
Beryl, follow me. Run. Run for your life.
Oh, it was just by our quick wits that we escaped.
You were so quick, Father. You realized we were in the den of thieves.
Yes. Yes, my son, I did. Beryl, a great thought has come to me. We must get rid of our gold.
Get rid of our gold?
Now, use your brains, boy. Use your brains as I do. I don't mean throw the gold away. But a bag of gold is too easy to steal. We must change it into something that will be hard for anyone to take from us. Something bulky. Something big.
What, for instance?
Well, I haven't got a for instance yet. You think, too. Well, you're supposed to have ideas. Silver? No. Diamonds? No. Silk? Furs? Velvet? I've got it! Feathers!
Feathers?
Yes!
Oh, feathers.
Of course.
Just the thing.
Yeah.
Our goal will buy bags and bags of feathers. Yeah. Too many for anyone to steal. Oh, how wise you are, Father.
Well.
How very wise.
'67? '68? '69?
70 bags of feathers.
Ah, 70.
Did you ever think our gold would buy so much? Why, it would take 25 thieves to rob us of our synagogue now.
Even 35. If they were small thieves.
I'll bet we didn't leave that merchant one feather to sell. I'll bet he...
Oh,
Father.
What a triumphant welcome we'll have in Helm.
Father.
When we get back, we'll take our feathers, change them back into gold and... Well, what is it, Beryl?
Father, if it would take 35 thieves to carry off our feathers, how can we... Just you and I. Carry them back to Shell.
Oh. Oh, use your brains, boy. Oh, we'll hire an ox cart to...
We have no gold to hire even a dog cart.
Oh. Oh, now, my son, troubles can always be solved. A Helmite can always find a way out. We'll just sit right here by the road until we do.
An idea? An idea, Beryl?
No, Father. Just a sneeze.
Oh. Well, God bless you.
Well, thank you, Father. A sneeze. An idea.
Don't talk in riddles, son. A sneeze is not an idea.
Father, I sneezed because a feather tickled my nose.
So?
And when I sneezed, I blew the feather off my nose.
This is all very natural, but no sort of an idea.
Father, look. There's the feather way off there in the air.
So?
Oh, can't you see? Feathers are so light, even a tiny breeze can carry them.
So?
So?
So? I see. I see.
Oh, Beryl, you're indeed your father's son. All the wisdom of Helm is in your small head. If we throw our feathers up in the air, the wind will carry them back to Helm for us, free of charge.
Just what we needed. A good, strong east wind. The feathers will go straight to Helm. Here, I've opened up the first bag. Now help me scoop out the feathers. Like this. There they go!
Achoo!
God bless you, Beryl. Achoo!
And God bless you too, Father. Achoo!
And Godspeed to our feathers. They'll arrive home before we do.
Achoo!
Achoo! Achoo! Achoo!
Yes, sir, they're back, back in triumph.
Oh, my son, my husband, I never can hope to see them again. Oh,
good
hurry, Nathan, let's hurry.
Good, here she comes.
Oh,
look,
here they come. Gimple! Oh, Sarah!
Sarah!
Mother!
Sarah! It's Gimple. Oh, Sarah. Tell her, Gimple, tell her the news.
Oh, Sarah, we'll have our new synagogue. Oh.
The most beautiful synagogue in the world.
Oh, I'm so proud.
Everyone will talk of the priceless synagogue of Helm. Now, Rabbi. Rabbi, now, tell me. Where have you stored the feathers?
Feathers, Gimple?
Well, of course. The feathers we sent on ahead.
We have seen no feathers, my friend.
No feathers.
It was too good to be true.
But, Rabbi, the feathers. They must be here.
Father, our feathers are lost.
Our lovely, white, soft, beautiful feathers.
Nonsense. Our feathers aren't lost. Any fool can tell you what's happened to them.
Then do tell us, Gimple.
We sent our feathers back on the wind. Now, obviously, the wind has died down, but just for a time. But wait! When the next wind comes, we'll be drowned in feathers.
All right, Gimple, just as you said, but in rain.
What did you expect?
We expected feathers, Gimple.
That's what you promised us, isn't it?
Call yourselves men of Helm. Wise men of Helm. A child knows that when feathers are wet, they become heavy and fall to the ground.
Of course, Gimple, of course. Our apologies for doubting.
Think nothing of it. Just wait till the sun comes out. Our feathers will dry, and the next wind will bring them straight to us. We'll be snowed under. Do they all know what they must do, Nathan?
Yes, Gimple. I've visited every home in Helm. Every woman understands your plan. Your brilliant plan.
All of you know now why our feathers didn't return to us yesterday when the sun came out. It's so simple, I should have thought of it before. You see, they're foreign feathers. Strangers.
Of course.
They don't know the exact location of our town. So, we must send out guides to lead them safely to hell.
Yes, we must send out our own native feathers to bring in the strangers. That is why we have asked all of you to bring your pillows and your feather beds, your dusters and your mops. We will toss them off into an outgoing wind, and they will find their way home on an incoming one and bring the others with them. Now, are you ready now?
All right. Here they go.
There they go. Ah, a beautiful sight. Ah, is every feather in town on its way now, Nathan?
Gimple, it pains me to say this, but, well, there are still a few feathers missing.
Where? Tell me immediately.
Softly, Gimple, softly. You see, Sarah, your wife.
Sarah? Sarah, I can't believe it. Sarah, can it be true?
Gimple, I can't. Don't make me.
Sarah, we're waiting.
Oh, Gimple, my feather hat. It's too much to ask. Not my new feather hat from Warsaw.
Woman! Shall it go down in history that the village of Helm lost its house of God through the vanity of one foolish female?
Oh!
Your hat, Sarah!
Oh, what does it matter if I lose a hat? The town of Helm has lost its head. Here, take it.
Lovely evening, Rabbi.
Yes, isn't it, Gimple? After a lovely day.
A perfect day. Not a cloud in the sky.
Nor a feather either.
But they'll come tomorrow for sure.
Or the next day. You must be ready.
I am ready now. For prayers.
For prayers, Rabbi?
It's sundown, Gimple.
Time to greet the Sabbath, my friend.
But there's no synagogue, Rabbi. How can
I? I told you before, Gimple. I need no synagogue for my prayers.
Nor do you, Gimple, or I.
But, Rabbi...
Gimple, look. Look at the evening star.
Yes, Sarah, very pretty, very pretty. Now, Rabbi, I thought we settled this before. No synagogue, no prayers. I thought... It is beautiful tonight. Look, Rabbi. Doesn't the evening star seem brighter than usual?
In the sky, it's such a wonderful color.
It is. Rabbi, look in the sky. It's just like a...
Like a rich velvet quilt.
A feather quilt, perhaps?
Well, I must leave you now. I'm sorry that I'll have to say my prayers alone, but it's sundown.
Rabbi.
Yes, Gimple.
Since the evening star is so bright tonight, and since the sky is like a rich, velvet-covered feather quilt, do you think it would be right if we said our prayers out here with you? I mean, just for tonight, huh?
Yes, Gimple. I know it would be all right. Tonight and any night. In due time, we shall surely rebuild our synagogue, but the worship of God does not depend upon a building. For is it not written in the Bible, in every place where I shall cause my name to be mentioned, I will come to thee and bless thee. Come, all of you. Gather round me. It's time.
Look around you, Beryl, at the sky.
I'm looking, Father.
I was right, wasn't I?
About what, Father?
I said that Helm would hold Sabbath services in the most beautiful synagogue in the world. Didn't I?
Yes.
Well, that's just what we are doing.
So, whether out of foolishness or out of wisdom, you decide for yourselves which it was. The people of Helm solved their baffling problem. And tonight, when you go to sleep, take a special look at your pillow. It's just possible that it may be filled with those very feathers which never found their way to film.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Herman Katz of the Board of Overseers of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Mr. Katz.
Today's program was a delightfully amusing fantasy. Yet beneath its humor, the story of Helm and its inhabitants may teach us an important lesson. One of the more entertaining attributes of the Helmites was a sin of literalism. They confuse symbol with fact, instrument with purpose. They erroneously believed that they could not worship without a synagogue building, not realizing that even a house of worship is an instrument towards a spiritual purpose and not the purpose itself. Many of our institutions, both in religious and secular life, have become confused with that for which they were created. No institution is more than an instrument, and no symbol replaces its moral or spiritual end. At this time of year, when Memorial Day is on our minds, it is well to remember that this day is set aside as a symbol of the purpose for which so many men died. Our observance of that day becomes a meaningless custom unless we are aware that it is a means of remembering a deeply significant purpose. At this time, when all our values are under scrutiny, it is well to remember that the process of affirmation should be affirmation of a significant purpose. In the course of centuries, certain institutions and rituals have evolved in our rigorous religious, civic, and personal life. Through these institutions, we make manifest many of our intangible or verbal beliefs, and they provide the necessary channels, for purpose cannot be merely an abstraction. It was natural for the Helmites to feel a loss at the destruction of the synagogue, for we use these channels as a means of expression. Whether it be the flag we salute, our religious ritual, our personal customs, we must remember the feeling which created each one. Only if our personal relations have an ethical content do such customs as the observance of birthdays and anniversaries take on significance. Only if we fulfill the concept of democracy in our national life does the symbol of our flag attain its full meaning. Only if we are conscious of the spiritual values which our religious edifices and rituals embody, do they become an instrument of worship.
Thank you, Mr. Katz. Our Eternal Eye drama today, The New Synagogue of Helm, was adapted by Helen Kandel Hyman. Featured in the cast were Joseph DeSantis as Gimple and Butch Cavell as Beryl. Others in the cast were Bert Cowlin, Norman Rose, Humphrey Davis, Adelaide Klein, Leon Jenny, and Peter Capel. The production was under the direction of Fred Way. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.